Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryan Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Sutcliffe. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Sutcliffe. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second. The center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Fitzgerald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walt Terrell. Pitching for the New York Mets, Walt Terrell. And now, play ball. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brooks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg strikes out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Moreland reaches second base with a double. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moreland scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Sutcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sutcliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry strikes out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 1 in the game. Dernier strikes out. 1 out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandberg moves to second. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Sandberg moves to third. 2 outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Brooks fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Say hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brooks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fitzgerald fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman strikes out. 1 out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Sutcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Sutcliffe strikes out. 1 out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 2 in the game. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks strikes out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutcliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moreland moves to second. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Say strikes out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Fitzgerald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Heap pinch hits for Walt Terrell. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fitzgerald moves to second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 2 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fitzgerald moves to third. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Sisk now pitching. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Sutcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Sutcliffe strikes out. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 3 in the game. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brooks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dernier moves to second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dernier scores. Sandberg moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Durham reaches second base with a double. Sandberg scores. Matthews moves to third. It's 4-0, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Moreland is walked intentionally. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Say hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutcliffe covering, for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutcliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutcliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brooks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Sutcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Sutcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0-for-4 in the game. Dernier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Dernier reaches second base with a double. Sutcliffe moves to third. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Sandberg is walked intentionally. Henry Cotto pinch hits for Gary Matthews. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brooks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Henry Cotto now playing left field. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-2 in the game. Knight strikes out. One out. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Doug Sisk. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub strikes out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Backman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Wes Gardner now pitching. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Durham strikes out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Say hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-4 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Davis reaches second base with a double. Say moves to third. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bauer is walked intentionally. Rick Sutcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sutcliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Sutcliffe reaches second base with a double. Say scores. Davis scores. Bauer moves to third. It's 6-0, Cubs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Dernier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Strawberry strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.